Most of what we'll talk about by way of update is can be categorized as the Railroad Commission's effort to make things match up with the way the industry has turned to horizontal development and unconventional development, unconventional resource development. The topics are the recent rule amendments that were concluded in January for horizontal wells and what's called UFT fields, unconventional fracture treated fields, disposal wells and earthquakes. There's also a bunch of disposal well protests. There's some forced pooling of river tracts, and if we have time, we'll talk a little bit about common carrier rate increases. We'll mostly talk about the statewide rule changes and about the earthquakes. There are rule changes in the package that apply to all horizontal wells. One of them is the horizontal drain hole displacement. Another is take point spacing, offsite penetration point, the non-perforation or no perforation NPZ zone, the box rule, and then stacked laterals. All of these changes have developed over the last 5 to 10 years in connection with special field rules that have been adopted for the various shale and unconventional fields across the state. Most of these provisions are just lifted out of those special field rules one way or another, and now are present in a statewide rule for general applicability. There's also a new form. It's been optional, the P16. It's a pretty interesting form for learning things about acreage that is committed to a horizontal well. It's now mandatory for all horizontal wells.